Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We like to talk about business success stories on this show, and there are a lot of them. Some of them don't get the notoriety that this one will, and part of it is because of the name of the person involved. A lot of people in this town know Desmond Ferguson. He was a local basketball star and went from Lansing on to the University of Detroit and then played internationally, played in the NBA, and founded Moneyball Sportswear and also the driving force behind the Moneyball Pro-Am Summer Basketball League. And he's got a grand opening today. Hello, Des. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Well, just fine. Tell me what's going on over there. Where are you?
We're over here on 2121 West Holmes Road, right on the corner of Pleasant Grove and Holmes, having our grand opening today from 3 to 7.
2121 West Holmes, over at Pleasant Grove. That's not too far from Dr. Tom Jamison's office. Want to talk a little bit about how you got Moneyball Sportswear going. And the name, I guess it was your name. Tell our listeners how you got that moniker.
Yeah, when I played AAU basketball, my senior year of high school, played with Team Michigan. We had some pretty good guys on the team. You know, Kevin Garnett, Robert Traylor, Terrence Roberson, Albert White, all those guys were, you know, top five in the country at the time. And, you know, happened to play with those guys and shooting the ball pretty well. And I have to make some shots every time I would shoot Kevin Garnett. We yell Moneyball. So that was my nickname for the team, Moneyball. And then when I started the business, I decided to call it Moneyball.
I don't think you're the only guy that Kevin Garnett's ever nicknamed, but it stuck for a long time, right? A lot of years?
Yeah. It's been sticking for a while. Even when I see him to this day, he doesn't know my real name. He just called me Moneyball.
All right, let's talk about the desire to have a sportswear line and to do what you do. First of all, talk about some of the teams and some of the gear that you produce. It really does run the gamut for high schools and colleges and all sorts of teams.
Yeah, well, we do all three Lansing schools, Everett, Section, Eastern. We just got the deal to do both Waverly girls and boys high school basketball teams. But the last four state champions in Class A boys basketball have worn our uniforms, Kalamazoo Central, you know, the past season, Detroit Persian year before them, and Saginaw. Two years in a row previous to that. So we've been able to grow in the state of Michigan, do a lot of teams throughout, and you know, we've been able to expand throughout the country as well.
You know, we've talked to you about Sport Magazine, and we're going to do a piece in there, and we want to do a little promotion with Moneyball. But I have seen Nike and other shoe companies run ads when their teams win championships. I think we ought to come up with something about maybe the uniform designer and clothier of champions, and talk about all those teams that have won with your gear.
Yeah, we like to go by saying Moneyball, the uniform of champions. So yeah, I would like to team up with you and get it going and do something with it.
All right, how long are you going to be over there tonight?
We're over here till 7 tonight, and we'll be open from now on every day of the week except Sunday and Monday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You might still have a chance to duck in over there. You said 2121 Holmes Road?
Yeah, West Holmes Road, Suite C, right on the corner of Pleasant Grove and Holmes, right next to the Quality Dairy.
Okay. Well, it's not a place that's going to jump out at you, but you're going to see the vibrancy there and a lot of fun going on over there. They always talk about having a business that ties in with your passion. And clearly you have managed to do that. So congratulations on that, Des. We will talk with you soon.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me.
All right. Desmond Ferguson. And he's done a lot of things in this community, and he's not done yet. And now he is basketball equipment, you name it. He's got the gear that a lot of teams are wearing, and it's made right here in Lansing. All right. We are going to talk a little bit now about Michigan State University, Scott, and a couple of very important grants. I think the Hall of Fame induction is just ending. It may be running a little bit long. I understand that. We hope that we're going to have one of the representatives on with us tomorrow on the Jack and Tom show. We have a lot of exciting guests, including Mohsin Mohammed. We'll talk a little bit about that later. There's another Lansing standout who was terrific at Michigan State University. But Michigan State awarded $14 million this week to identify breast cancer risk factors. A team of researchers has been awarded $14 million to identify these factors in young women, focusing on growth, diet, physical activity, and body size during a woman's lifetime. Very important research, something you may not have heard about, but something that is happening right here on campus, and it has a lot of implications, a lot of impact for women around the world, and particularly in our community. I also want to talk a little bit about another grant, and this is a $5.2 million federal grant for broadband expansion, and that will give residents in Michigan's urban areas tools and training for broadband use, and that is critical to economic progress and quality of life for the state. Michigan State University is a land-grant institution. It has a debt to the state of Michigan, which it tries to pay every day. And we get a lot of questions on this show. Scott, I know you have one particular caller who always wants to know about small-town Michigan, about what certain candidates are going to do for the small towns here, for the rural areas. And this is one example of Michigan State University. With this broadband expansion, it would make it much easier for individuals and for companies to do business. And something that Michigan State now has been involved with for quite some time, this $5.2 million federal grant will make this much easier. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk with Ken Foote. And if that name sounds familiar, the Foote dynasty at East Lansing spanned almost a decade. Three brothers, the start of Jeff Smith's amazing career as football and later track coach at East Lansing High School, one of the few coaches to win state championships in more than one sport. He is being honored tonight at East Lansing High School, the naming of the field in his honor. We're going to talk with Ken Foote, CEO, First National Bank of America, coming up about Jeff Smith and the big night, coming up after your sports and weather.